Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Those listening on the radio or those online on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezva. I got a tickle in my throat, which I apologize for, but it is a great joy that we gather this day, in particular, as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. We recognize the beauty of this Mass, how it's helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. After the Lord was baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. In the hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who, when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I have formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness." The word of the Lord. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Adore the Lord in holy attire. Will bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord is over the waters, the Lord over vast waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The God of glory thunders, and in his temple all say, Glory. The Lord is enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father thundered, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And yet you are coming to me? Jesus said to him in reply, Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. This is going to sound weird to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Merry Christmas. It's the last day that we can say that because with the baptism of the Lord today, we officially end the Christmas season. So hopefully you shared that greeting a few times after just the day itself because, of course, as we know within our Catholic faith, within our liturgical tradition, we still celebrate this great mystery, once again, that God became man. So we can still say Merry Christmas today, even if people look at you funny when you do so. But we finish this day with this baptism of the Lord. And there's a lot of beautiful feasts, a lot of unique feasts that fall during the Christmas season. Obviously, we have Christmas itself. But then shortly after that, you usually have the Holy Family. It was celebrated during the octave this year because of how Christmas fell, which we know changes depending on when the 25th of December is. But we celebrate, once again, it's connected with Jesus as a baby. As Jesus came to the world, then we have the Holy Family. You have Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all the beautiful example that they give to all families, following with the Lord's plan, saying yes to his will, trusting him in all things. And then we had the Epiphany, which we celebrated yesterday. Once again, Jesus as a baby, we recognize that great feast. And as these wise men came to present them gifts to Jesus, in a sense, Jesus being revealed to the world, as he came into the world as a child, being revealed to the world. And then we have this one, which concludes the Christmas season. But Jesus being baptized, he's not a baby anymore. He's a full-grown man. So why, of all feasts, is this the one to conclude the Christmas season? Certainly made me wonder a little bit this morning as I was reflecting, why is it? And I think the reason it is because this is really the logical conclusion or the logical consequence, maybe, to Christmas. God became man. God became like one of us. And so we finish the Christmas season with the baptism of the Lord because as God became like one of us, it was so we could become like him. The Son of God became man, so we could become God. Now, that might sound heretical, but that comes from St. Athanasius, all right? So he's a saint, so it comes on good terms, it comes on a good source. But that's really the logic behind all of this. That's why Jesus became. So everything that he did was for our benefit. And so did Jesus as God need to be baptized? Well, of course not. He was God. But taking on our human nature, in his humanity, did he need to be baptized? Yes. Because it paved the way for us. All this follows from this logic of God becoming man, then yes, as man, he would need to be baptized. And once again, we're reminded that all this is done for us. It's all for us. That's why God became man, in order to save us, to heal us, to help us to become holy, ultimately to go to heaven. And this is just an important point to reflect upon today. Everything that God does for us, everything that Jesus does, is for our benefit. It is for us. And we recognize that in the baptism of the Lord, but we always recognize that also in Holy Mass as well. The words of consecration, these beautiful words in which ordinary bread and ordinary wine become the body and blood of Christ, you'll hear it today, maybe hear it with new ears today, that it's done for you. For you. I think it's just an important thing. We can just hear it so many times that we don't even think about it. We kind of move on. But out of his great love for us, he did all this. He humbled himself to become a little baby at Christmas. He was revealed to the world through the Epiphany. And as we celebrate the baptism of today, he took our human nature and he redeemed it. And he purified it all the way during his public ministry, all the way to the cross, all the way to the resurrection. Done why? Out of love is the motivation. Humility was there as present as well, but ultimately was done for us. So we too may follow that example, that we too may come to know him, that we too one day join him in heaven with the Holy Family, with all the saints and angels as well.
You're listening to Holy Mass.
And so recognizing the goodness that the Lord shows to us this day, we in turn present our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and his intentions, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For all in the church, that we will rediscover the joy of our baptism in our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all government leaders, that the Son of God who became man will help them understand the dignity of all human persons, and that they will support the protection of the vulnerable in our midst, we pray to the Lord. For those who are suffering from severe illness, injury, or tragedy, that the Lord will reach out his healing hands and grant peace and healing, we pray to the Lord. For the souls of all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Archbishop Jerome Listecki on his Episcopal anniversary, and thanksgiving for his service to the Church, in particular the Church in Milwaukee, and their support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we recognize you've given us all things in your Son, Jesus, we ask that you look kindly upon these prayers and grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. pray. Brothers and sisters, am I sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With
lift up your hearts.
Lift up
let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan, you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we may come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord.
And hold fast your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening, it's a good time to make the act of spiritual communion. And so we pray, I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Behold the one of whom John said, I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly entreat your mercy, O Lord, that faithfully listening to your only begotten Son, we may be your children in name and in truth, through Christ our Lord. Once again, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central. Always be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America beginning at 7 p.m. Central. And stay tuned. Coming up next is Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. And we continue to offer the prayer for this national Eucharistic revival within the U.S. And so we pray. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, and reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.